and show it to her.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But she'll really appreciate that.
Well, because she, you know, she remembers here. I don't, as she said, I didn't know she hadn't met her, you know, but I knew she heard her talk about it.
Yeah, there's one thing I was going to ask you, Judy, about, let's see, going back to your relationship with June and roles there, what was the difference between the butch role and the lady's role?
It'd be like husband and wife. Heterosexual.
It would be more like that.
Yeah, it would be more like that, where the husband is the aggressor, supposedly, right?
Right, and was that how you, was let's say, June really the aggressor? Mm-hmm. She was. Mm-hmm. And was that sexually or in everything?
Mostly sexually. She really wasn't that, she's not a domineering, doesn't have a domineering personality, so I would say it didn't carry over into the other part of our life, parts of our lives, except physical, I would say.
And so that would mean mainly that she would initiate making love,
right,
and all that. Was it ever mutual? Did you ever make love back to her?
No. No. She never would. No, she wouldn't let you touch her.
She wouldn't. Would she?
No.
Would she be with her clothes on in bed?
No.
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 But you still wouldn't touch her?
No.
Did you sometimes wonder about that?
No.
It was all right.
Well, I figured this is how it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. No. Did that change later on?
Yes.
It did, but with...
Yeah.
Do you know if it changed for her?
No, it didn't change for her, I'm sure. I'm positive it never changed for her. Because this would be something that I'm sure would be, I don't know, distasteful or what. I don't know the word to use.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be against her principle, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, you know, foolish, because if you love someone, someone loves you, you know, you try to show your affection, you know, you want to return affection, right?
Right, right.
No, she never, oh no, she never permitted that. Actually, neither did Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
And still is the same way. That I know. The only one is Dawn.
That was any different.
Huh.
Funny.
And there were never any exceptions, huh? No exceptions.
Never. Never.
Did you sometimes wonder whether that was one of the reasons why the sexual feelings would go down after the first?
Probably.
Yeah, I would wonder.
It was very one-sided, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you never really got a chance to express your love. And I think this is kind of suppressed, you know. Your feelings, your emotions, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether that's healthy. I don't think so.
Did you ever used to talk about that with others?
Oh, sure. Well, she thought that was crazy. You know, oh, never, no way, you know. But I think this was instilled in her with a group that she hung around with, too. Because they were all the same.
They were, huh? So there were no exceptions for any of them?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of. Or not that they said. I asked her one time, I said, well, do you think that you might be just the only one? Oh, no. She said, no, I'm not. You know, I've discussed it with, you know, she discussed it with different people.
Different people.
So, that was no exception. Which I thought was odd, but I thought, well, you know, this is how it is. Maybe my mother probably would have described it as, this is how it was with her, you know, my father, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, I'm sure my mother was very unaggressive and probably never wanted to ever touch him. You know, I don't know.
But did you think that June identified as a man, or she just kind of identified as a man?
I'm sure. I'm sure she felt like a man.
Huh.
Physically, you know, mentally, she thought as a man. You know, the kind that opens your door and lights your cigarettes and, you know, pulls out your chair. And...
Yeah, really. You think she wanted to be a man, or you never thought about it?
Oh, yeah, she wanted to be a man. Oh, I asked her one time.
Uh-huh.
Said, you know, if you had your life to a lot of ways, would you want to come back to me? She said, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever talk about it with the other lady friends, or did the ladies never get together and talk?
Well, yeah, they did. But mostly they were so, you know, what shall I say? They have a lot of problems. like most of, you know, some of them with their friends running around and cheating on them. And so they were mostly concerned with their own problem.
Rather than sexuality. Yeah.
And like even like when we discussed the difference in lovemaking, you know, different ways. I never would talk about it. I never really did find out what they did. No. That was kind of a taboo kind of thing, you know. They wouldn't want to talk about what they did in bed. So that was crazy. Why not?
I mean, I guess people are shy.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not after you know somebody for how many years? My Lord. I mean, it's something you don't discuss with your mother. You know, what did daddy do to you, you know? But I think girlfriends usually confide in one another. You know, really, I do.
Did you think that... Oh, no, I know I wanted to ask you. Did you have friends who were... Were your friends the same way you were more the ladies, or did you sometimes have friends who were more the butches? Or didn't it matter who your friends were?
Oh, you mean
way
my
back
personal
when you,
friends?
Yes, your personal friends, when you were with June and you got
no,
your...
No, we didn't. No, because it was just like a group and everybody just hung around together. And no, I wouldn't say that it made any difference to me, you know. Like if I were going out, I don't think, like if I were going out shopping or something, I would have asked one of the butchie girls to go shopping with me. You know, it was just... It's like asking your girlfriend's husband to go shopping with you, you know. So no, I would say that kind of thing. But I mean, like when we were out, and if I was out by myself or whatever, I never felt funny being around just the girl, you know, the lesbians, you know, or the masculine lesbians.
And if you called somebody up for support, or if you felt bad, you could call up either one.
Right.
And there wasn't accusations of you getting into an affair or something if you called up.
No.
There wasn't a lot of
jealousy.
There was
no question of that, because I was, if it had been, I wouldn't have been with her, right? I would have been with her that many years. And as I said, I didn't leave her for another woman. Or another man. Nothing. You know, I just left because I felt I had to go.
Was there a lot of jealousy in that set of people? What did that mean?
No, I wouldn't say so. No. I would say mostly on the girls' parts, yes. Because some of them, you know, the butchy looking girls were really good looking girls.
They were
really.
Yeah.
Oh yes. And
do you have any pictures?
Oh God, I don't. I'd like to ask her for them. I don't have any of those old pictures. I didn't keep them when I went home. I left everything. When I left, I just took my clothes. I didn't take any furniture, you know. I mean, that wasn't that kind of party. I didn't want to split. You know, I hate that kind of thing. I thought, right, look, I'm leaving. You know, just give me my clothes and just, you know, I just want to go. No, I don't have any of those. She had a whole album. No, I don't. Lots of albums. I don't know if she still does or not.
Maybe we can.
Yeah.
In time, ask her.
You know who does have some of those, though? What's her name? Avra's friend, Adelaide.
Adelaide, I know. I know.
Because Avra has seen pictures that I forgot about.
Right, she was telling me about them. She showed me one or two once. It's really,
yeah,
really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures. Question.
But she has a lot of them. As I said, I never took them home with me. I didn't want them around my house. I mean, my mother's house, not my house.
Were there more of the butches in that set than the ladies, or was it about equal?
No, I would say more butches.
And was that because a lot of the ladies would not hang out, that they would just be home?
No. A lot of them had left and gone on, you know, moved down to other parts. And lots of them had gotten married. There were quite a few girls, feminine girls, whose husbands were in the service. That was very, very... There were, I would say, a nice little percentage. You know, like maybe 5 or 10% of the people that made up that clique that hung around, you know, were married and had their husbands in the service, and their husbands came out, and they were selling again. That was a lot of that. So.
Did that sow a lot of mistrust? Were the lady friends looked down upon because
of
that?
Well, no, they knew their husbands were in the service. They made no bones about it. They didn't say that they were unattached, you know.
But did people not trust them then?
Oh, no, he didn't trust them. Why would you trust them?
Right.
For one thing, as soon as somebody told you that, you're like, oh, she doesn't want to get pregnant. That's why she's hanging on girls.
Is that what they thought?
Sure.
Oh, God.
I think that would be the most logical thought. You know, say, well, I know why, you know, you're hanging around. One girl admitted it. Because she already had a couple of kids. Didn't want any more, you know. Mm-hmm. How would you explain this? Got the allotment check. You know, that kind of thing. I said, gee, boy, that's really weird. You know, if I would want to do that to somebody. You know, really. That isn't really... I think it's a terrible thing to do to somebody, don't you?
You mean to their husbands?
Yeah,
their
take
lovers?
Allotment checks and
then
go out.
Go around.
Go around to gay bars. There used to be an awful lot of girls that lived in there. They were all... One girl was married and was going with another guy, and he had no family or anything. And he used to send her his check. You believe this? She had 2 checks coming in. She didn't have any children, this one girl. I remember her. Nice looking girl. Yeah.
Do you think that the witches looked down on their lady friends a little bit because they thought they didn't, huh?
No.
At all. Mm-hmm. And if a witch was going with a woman...
Which I never saw like an equal. Really.
Huh.
I think more so then. But no.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think because they were from the old school and they thought that... I think they have a little more respect for women. I really do. I really believe that.
Huh.
I mean, now they're treated too much as an equal. You know, like they all look alike.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they dress alike, which is fine. At least nobody, you know, says, ah, look at the difference in those two. You know. Actually, that for that reason, I think it's good. Because it doesn't call attention. It's like somebody with green hair and somebody with blue hair, you know,
mm-hmm.
walking down the street. But I think... I really think that they were, you know, more romantic and there's much more chivalry and that kind of thing. They used to, like, the guys would come and sell flowers and they'd buy you a flower, you know. Even when you're living with somebody, like, for 5 years, you know. Oh, here comes a flower maker, buy a flower, you know, that kind of... Just cute, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I guess what I'm trying to think about is if you went with a woman, if somebody went with a woman who was going with a guy or would go off with a guy, didn't that cause a lot of pain
sure.
and hurt?
Sure.
And didn't that mean that they wouldn't think that lady friends were true lesbians?
Well, they didn't think that of that particular.
I see, but other lady
but
friends.
The other ones who were married.
Uh-huh. I see.
They never thought
they'd
lose to guys, especially
uh-huh.
a guy, you know,
uh-huh.
a man.
Uh-huh.
And it did happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, or they wandered off and it was not another lady they were attracted to, they were attracted to the man.
Uh-huh. Were there any raids in bars at that time? Like, did you ever get caught in any raids?
There was a Halloween party one night.
Uh-huh.
And it was not on the night of Halloween. And if there had been Halloween night, they would have gotten away with it. They had, like, a drag show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, it wasn't a Halloween party. Some of them had funny Halloween costumes on, but it was like a drag show. And, they were, the bar was raided.
Well,
we had Martin's. Been at a party. We had been at a party at someone's home that particular night. And I was thinking, oh, you know how sometimes you think, thank God that you weren't there, because I guess it was embarrassing. They
uh-huh.
dragged a lot of people downtown and took photographs of them and fingerprinted them and just made it kind of rough for them, you know.
And were their names published in the paper?
Yes.
Oh. What, do you remember around what year that was?
It was in the 50s. I would say probably 55 or 56 or something like that. Which Julian State? What would have asked her?
Hmm.
Because she would have remembered better than I, much better than I. But I'd say 55-ish, you know.
And that, were there more, would there be about a raid a year or never as much as that?
No. But most of the time when they started cleaning up would be around election time.
Uh-huh, and people would...
Like big elections, you know,
uh-huh.
like mayoral, you know. And then they'd, you know, gonna purge, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would say the mayoral election would be the, what is that, every 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
three, was it?
Maybe. I think it said before. Isn't
four
it?
Is it now?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Two? Okay, I haven't voted in such a long time, I don't know.
I think it's four.
I haven't voted in a long time, yeah.
Four?
I think
maybe.
So.
Or whatever. So it would be, I would say, mostly around that time.
Otherwise,
you know,
the bars were left.
They didn't bother to. But I'm sure that almost every half of the city was on the, you know, taking a payoff. I'm sure.
Right.
Sure. Because there were a lot of taps that used to come in. And they never bothered us. You know, we got to know them, in fact.
So that there was not more fear in the bars
no,
back
and
then.
Not as much. And it was, there weren't really that much hassle, really.
Uh-huh.
We got more hassle from the street people
that
came in. They were, that's where our problem, that's where all the trouble, you know, that whenever anything erupted, any commotion, it was always because of a street person that was in that bar. It was either a guy trying to cruise a girl or whatever, you know. Really? It got to, really, it got to be terrible. This is a lot of times why we didn't just go down to the bars after a while. So, you know, we'd go to different people's homes.
Because
it got to be a pain in the neck. You want to sit there and be gawked at, you know.
Right. So by the time you and June were together for a while, you didn't go to the bars too much.
Not
to
as
stay
often,
home
no.
And hang out with your set and whatever. What other kinds
we'd
of...
We'd go down to the bar maybe like once a week or once every couple of weeks, but we didn't go down every night. We never did, you know.
What other kinds of things did you all do together?
Oh, we had a lot of picnics in the summer.
Picnics?
We used to... In fact, I wonder if she still has any of those pictures. They were really good. You know, we had a lot of fun, and everybody would bring their own food and bring extra stuff. And we'd go to, like, Letchworth Park or, you know, Chestnut Ridge. Or we did a lot of things together. And then some of us would, like, take trips together, the ones we were really close to, you know. We went back with them back to New York with a few of them. Or else we'd go to Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland. I can't remember other places. You know where we went. Like sometimes the softball games were on different places.
I'll see.
And we went to see the softball games.
Were they mainly gay teams back then?
Oh yes. Now they're mixed.
Right, but then they were all gay.
They were not. They were all gay.
Was there a Buffalo team?
I don't think so. No, there was never a Buffalo team. But the kids. Oh, the softball teams? Oh my God! Yes, there were Buffalo teams. What am I talking about?
Huh.
Sure there were. Oh, God. What are the names? I'll tell you who could tell you. Mary Thomas.
Mary Thomas, okay.
Ask Mary Thomas about the names of the ball teams. There were at least 5 or 6 of them.
And you would follow them where they were playing?
Yeah. You'd go to see them, like, when they play in a tournament or, you know, exposition or exhibition game or, you know.
Did you have any friends who were playing on it?
That's why you think I could remember the names of the teams? That kills me. Oh, sure, we know a lot of people on the teams. I've had at least 4 or 5 friends on the one team.
And were they people from your set?
Mm-hmm.
They were, huh? And what, they played after work and stuff?
In the summertime, we'd go down and watch them play. They had a stadium. It was called the North Fillmore Stadium, where they played, where the girls all played their set in the softball teams. This is where they played. And, what is that amazing name? Tom something. They used to call him Tom something's girls, you know. That's an Irish name. Not Riley. Someone who got a plane up there. Nice Mary Thomas, sure remember.
Okay, great.
Remember that. But it was fun. You know, as I said, we did a lot of things. We went to movies, read a lot. You know, what do you do, you know?
What did you read?
House and
did you read any of those novels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, my Lord, yes.
Do you remember when
Anne... In fact, I had told Aubrey the names of the books, you know,
that
she should look for.
Do you remember when Anne and Aldrich's stuff came out, We Walk Alone and We Too Much Love? What did you all think about those?
They were great. I liked the best, We Two Are Drifting. I liked it better than Well Loneliness.
I haven't read We Two Are Drifting.
It was very good. It was very interesting. It was written well. I can't remember the author offhand. But I like that. I like Wasteland, Joe Sinclair. There were, as I said, there were many good books. They weren't out like they are now. I mean, you really had to kind of sort of scrounge around for them, you know. Couldn't just like walk into the library or.
Right. How'd you find them?
Through word of mouth.
People would say.
Read such and such. No, oh, great. New York was easy to find them. That's where I read most of them.
Were there any out in the 40s, or did they all come out in the 50s?
I think mostly in the 50s. I don't remember reading in the 40s. I would say in the 50s. The only one I ever read in the 40s was Low Loneliness. Nothing else. I never saw another gay book.
Did you ever meet any straight people who read these books?
I was shocked. And when you ask them, they thought, you get different reactions, of course. But, like, some of my straight girlfriends, that I went to school with, et cetera, I was friendly with.
They'd say, did you ever read it? Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't it terrible? Oh, they hate it.
How could they print such a book? And then you get someone else who is a little more intelligent, And they said, it depends on who you ask, let's face it, It always depends on whom you ask. And they'd say yes, and they had a little more compassion, for the book, and they were sorry at the end, where they parted and this kind of thing. It really, I was shocked that they thought this way.
What did you and June think about your being gay? Like, did you both assume you had been born gay?
No.
She
did.
She assumed.
I didn't think I was.
What did you think?
I thought all of a sudden my whole system changed, my whole chemistry changed, my body chemistry, so I don't know. But I never felt as strongly about being gay at that time.
But later,
I just thought it was something that happened to me, and
and that you were going to be with it for a while.
But she, I know that she was gay from the time she was a little child, as far back as she can remember. She always liked boys' clothes, and she was attracted to little girls, at a very early age. Much earlier than I. And Pinky, another one. I don't know about Dawn. Dawn, I guess, kind of, sort of, but not really, She came from a very mixed up emotional family anyway.
Did you all in your set used to talk about that sometime, figure out?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and did a lot of people, what did people come up with? Did a lot of people think they were born that way?
Most of them thought they had been born that way, yeah.
Most of them did, and then some like you said,
No, because I never thought that I was born that way. Because I know when I was little, I didn't think that way. Maybe because I was around so many boys as brothers, I think my thinking may have been different. I don't know. Maybe if I had been an only child, like Julian and Pinky both, only child. Maybe they weren't influenced by the male, And both of them their fathers had left their mothers when they were very young. And so they weren't around that many men. The mother's friends, girlfriends, or maybe one or two male friends of their mothers, But not like in the household every day,
Had a lot of brothers. Julie, why don't we stop and you'd get a rest, because I'm worried. Yeah. A continuation of interviewing Judy on January 6th. Okay, we're going to start with Rosemary. And the first thing would be how you met her after your...
I met her through a friend. A mutual friend.
A mutual friend.
And it was a basketball game at her school. And her friend asked me if I'd like to see a basketball game. But at the time, my sister was in Florida and I was taking care of her tavern. So I was unable to see her at that, meet her at that time. But this friend of ours brought her over one day, shortly thereafter. And she was very nice. We were friends at first, And, I had just recently, gotten out of a bad marriage. Not really gotten out of it, just gotten away. And I really wasn't ready for any kind of a relationship. But I saw her, you know, often. And then eventually we lived together. You know. Mm. We lived together 8 years. So.
What were you thinking about when you got out of that marriage? Like, were you thinking, well, I don't know, do I want to try this again, try going out with men again? Or were you thinking that the marriage...
I dated some fellas.
You did, eh?
Yeah. But it was just, you know, nothing. I didn't really feel... I felt like it was a waste of time for me, really.
Mm-hmm. Were you thinking that maybe if the right man came along, you wouldn't any longer be interested in women?
No, I don't know. Because it really didn't make any difference if it was, you know... I think this is just the right person. There was no, preference to gender, you know. I think it was just, I needed a friend. I really did, you know. I mean, I had friends, and that's not the, but I just needed someone that I could, you know, talk to and go out to dinner or whatever, you know, and enjoy.
What did your old friends like June and that set think of you dating men? Did they just kind of say, well...
Oh,
that's what
you
want. They were shocked.
Yeah.
But did they stick by you?
Yeah, they were. We've always remained friends, which is good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never did not see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and they never had a fight with you or said to you, "Oh, Judy, what do you think you're doing?"
No.
They just.
The only thing is, when I was going to get married, I talked to June shortly before I was ready. Oh, after I was engaged and ready to be married. I was engaged in January, and I got married in July. And in the interim, I had seen June a few times. And she just asked me if I was, you know, if I was sure this was the right thing. And I said, how do I know? You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know unless I tried it. Actually, I thought it was my salvation. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You never do know, you know.
Wait. Well, so were you upset when you realized it wasn't your salvation, or you just...
Well, no, I just resigned myself to the fact that I'd made a mistake, but I felt badly because I really just screwed up his life, let's face it.
Right, because he was Catholic.
Yeah, but this is bad, you know.
Yeah.
He's never remarried. Well, of course, we're not even divorced, so I'm not going to be remarried. But you think he'd want to after all this time? That's 25 years ago. That's a long time ago, you know. I think he would have met one person that he would want to be with, unless he's living with somebody. I hope he is. I really do, for his sake. Because he's really a good person, really.
So how long were you out of the marriage when you met Rosemary?
About a year.
So
it'd be
like
a year.
So it'd be like 1956?
Mm-hmm.
So what was courtship like in those days? How did somebody court somebody else?
Well, she being a phys ed teacher,
uh-huh.
had an awful lot of activities going on at school.
Uh-huh.
Like adult education, and there was always like a play, and there was, she did water bellies and things like that. And it was very interesting. So I went to most of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed that. I really did. And we went to the bars, you know,
mm-hmm.
went to people's homes. I mean, she didn't know a lot of the people I knew, so it was an experience for her to learn, you know, to meet all these new people.
Right. So she didn't know June's set. Of
no, no, mm-hmm. she didn't know any of them.
Huh.
Well, she lived in North Tonawanda. And she hung around, like, with...
Who'd you say she hung around with?
Well, she hung around with, like, people in and about, around her immediate area. And there were other phys ed teachers that she knew that she'd gone to school with that lived in her area. And they were close. They were good friends, you know. So I met new friends, and she met new friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite nice.
Huh. Did... What happened... Well, let's see. There's so many questions I have. Which was just first? Well, let me go back to courting. So, how long did you all kind of date around before you went to bed together? Is that, and was that typical?
Not too long.
No. Like a few weeks?
Oh, maybe a few weeks, yeah. Either that's even more likely.
And was that kind of usual in those days that you'd
yeah.
be a mm-hmm. few weeks and then?
I think I am probably unique. I don't think that they wait that long usually. But as I said, I had gotten out of a bad marriage, and I think I was a little more, you know, I held back more, I think.
And were you living alone at the time?
Yes.
And was Rosemary living alone?
She was living alone at the time also, right. She had just broken up with someone she had gone with, I guess, for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you could go to either of your houses?
Oh, yeah.
Huh, so that's interesting. So lesbian relations were much more direct about sex than heterosexual relations were at that period. That's interesting. So, and like, there wouldn't be any embarrassment about that, that people knew that's why they dated and stuff. And
it's natural.
Okay, so then how long were you seeing one another before you moved in together?
Oh, probably 6 months.
And who gave up her apartment? You?
No.
She did.
She did.
And
yeah, she
moved
was further out, yeah.
Ah, and you moved.
Actually, it was better for her because she was closer to her school, you know.
And, like, when she came to live with you, did she bring much of her furniture and stuff?
Brought some.
She brought some. And
but there was a lot of things that she, you know, she didn't want anyway, so.
So she just gave.
Yeah.
Was your apartment big enough for her to have a bedroom? Or
oh, sure. We had 2 bedrooms.
You had 2 bedrooms,
yeah.
But you always slept in one
room
and kept the other one.
Right.
Where were you living at the time?
On Chenango.
On Chenango.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're where we are.
We're right, you just got moved in with her. Were you working at the time?
Yes.
What job did you have?
I was an administrative secretary.
And is that the same job you had ever since
I... Oh, no.
No, you've changed jobs since.
Well, no, not companies. Just promotions, you know.
I see. The same company.
Same company.
How long were you with that company?
23 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's
this year was 1970. It was 23 years.
Huh. Did they know you were a lesbian on the job?
No.
No, you kept... And that wasn't any problem, huh? They just thought you were a nice single upstanding.
Well, they didn't know that I was away from my husband either.
They thought you were married?
Well, they didn't know I was separated. They knew I was married. But they didn't know I was separated.
And they never asked you questions?
I never told. You don't discuss things like that. That's personal, you know.
Right. What about with other women in the office?
Never told them.
And what would you do when they talked about their lives?
Well, I just listened.
And you never talked about yours?
No. I dressed myself.
Was that hard?
No. Because I worked with an unusual group of girls. They were very nice. They were also involved in their own personal problems. And they, you know, a couple of them had really problems with their husbands. So they couldn't care less about anybody else, you know, which was good. And it was only a small group that I was close to, because there weren't that many girls in the office, or more men. So that made it good.
What, and you would give them advice and support? No, you'd just be quiet and listen.
I never offered any advice. No way. But they were a nice group of girls.
And did Rosemary keep the same job the entire time you were together?
Oh, yeah. She still had the same job.
She's still at the same
job. Same school.
Now, did she become part of the same set that June was in, or they just became friends?
No, they were not friends until, I would say, just recently, about 5 years ago. It's unusual, isn't it?
Huh.
I mean, we saw each other, you know, but we never visited back and forth, let's put it that way. Because she had her own group by then, you know. And it was, as I said, some of the people that I said, you know, knew, and were a different group. You know, they just did different things.
And right now, would you say that they still remain two separate groups, like
yes.
the people who Rosemary
definitely.
Moves with and who June moves with? And sorry.
No, that doesn't. No, this happens every day. As soon as I eat something, I had a hot dog, and I shouldn't have had a hot dog.
And so it just gives you pain.
Yeah, that's very difficult for me to digest. But, you know, as I said, it was really funny because, of course, there was an age difference. Don't forget. There's like a 22-year difference in age. 20-year, you know.
So June's set was more older.
Yeah, they were older.
But still, did they still view you as in their set, even though you were now...
Yeah, I was invited to a lot of things. As I said, like, you know, Christmas things and... Oh, somebody's birthday, or like just like a backyard party or beach party or something. But you knew it was separate. You know what I mean? Even like when you got there, there were like separate little groups.
When people were single in those days, would you try to get somebody to go out with somebody who was from the same set, or would you usually look for somebody from a different set?
Well, if we liked them,
usually
the same set. If you want to be around them, you know. Otherwise, you'd introduce somebody that didn't hang around there.
Well, in your case, were you interested in that same set, or you were kind of interested in moving out before you met Rosemary?
No, I was interested in that set because they were the only ones I knew, really.
Right, and you just weren't, didn't find
and
somebody
even like
you
the
liked.
Other ones that I met, you know. I think I was spoiled because they were really a nice group.
Mm-hmm.
They liked theaters, they liked the, you know, movies. They did a lot more things rather than going to bars all the time. I mean, there
uh-huh.
was a lot of bars that much, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We went to bars, but not like, you know, like the kids I think today.
Right, they go.
They're there all the time, you know.
But and Rosemary's set was different because they went to more sporting events and things
right.
like
and
that.
Not only that, I mean they didn't go out during the week.
Right.
You know.
That's interesting.
Because they always usually had things like after school, you know, activities after school.
Mm-hmm.
She had cheerleaders. She had water ballet. She had intramurals. I mean, there were a lot of things that took up a lot of her time, you know. So it was difficult for her to go out. And you can't drink, you gotta go to work the next day. I mean, you know, it was
right.
different. Weekends, we went out, you know.
Mm-hmm. And with Rosemary Set, was it the same thing in the 50s that couples went out on Saturday, but the
yeah,
witches
but
went out
was,
on Friday?
She was younger than June.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So you
there was a 20-year difference there.
So that means that you would go out together both nights and there wasn't so
Saturday
much...
Sunday, yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Or Friday and Saturday, not Sunday. Not Sunday.
Because it was work the next day.
Right.
So, in fact, in that set, the butchers didn't go out alone on Friday.
No. No, that group never did.
Huh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And you think it's got to do with that the older women were more...
Yeah, I think they were a lot more... They had a lot more freedom, though. I do.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is good.
Uh-huh. Right.
No, they never went out by themselves. It's funny, you know. It was an entirely different group.
Hmm.
Because even, like, when I was living with Rosemary... June's set was still doing their thing on Friday. You know,
uh-huh.
like they'd all be, you know, the butchers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Have their, that was their night. And they always said, this was their night, you know.
What were the bars around at the time you were with Rosemary? Was it still...
No, they were different.
They were different.
Yeah, it was an entire... See, now Ralph Martin's had closed. Ryan's had closed.
Uh-huh.
5 o'clock had closed, which was a boys and girls bar
uh-huh.
on Delaware. Right next to the Chesapeake. But when I was going with Rosemary, we went to, well, the Bingos was open, the Mardi Gras, the Havana Casino.
Was there one particular bar that you all went to more frequently than the others?
No.
You went around to
yeah.
all of them.
Yeah.
Did the different bars have different kinds of sets of people in them?
No, they were boys and girls. I mean, there was not just one girls bar or one boys bar.
Mm, they were mixed.
Yeah, they were mixed.
But
that was during the 50s, too, the 40s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have a girls bar or a boys bar like they do now. I mean, now you find, like, one bar is only, you know, the majority, you know, are girls or the majority are boys. They didn't have that then, really.
Mm.
That's why I was, you know, I was friendly with the boys, you know, because I always been around them.
Well, did some of the bars have more street people in them than others? Or don't you remember any kind of street people or bar dykes in them than others?
No, I don't think so.
So you think in the 50s there weren't very many bar dykes at that time?
The late 50s? No. Mm-mm.
Huh. When do you remember that coming into being, that there'd be more bar dykes? And
I think in the middle 60s, that's when I found that there were a lot more, you know, infiltration of people that I didn't even know, you know,
uh-huh.
who'd never seen before. Because during the 40s and 50s, we always knew everybody that was in the bars, because the same people went to them, you know.
And you hadn't seen Rosemary in the bar because she was from Tonawanda.
I never saw her in a bar. I never saw her in a bar.
Huh. Where did she go out when she went out?
I don't know. I don't really... I think she mostly hung around... Well, she was away at school for 4 years,
uh-huh.
out of town.
Uh-huh.
And when she came back, she started her job almost immediately, you know. I think within a couple of months of graduation. Or she had the job before that. She had the job, I think she was just off in the summer and then started in September. But...
She went to bars in North Tonawanda because they didn't go to just gay bars. Mm-hmm. Now, the first gay bar I think she ever went to, that she told me, was either Bingo's or the Mardi Gras. I can't remember which one, because they were both going at the same time. Then the Atlantic Casino opened later.
Mm-hmm.
But there were maybe three gay bars in the whole city, or two gay bars really operating, you know, full time. But you could go, like, you know, like, go out from one evening and go to three bars at least, you know. It was nice.
How did, how was your relationship with Rosemary different from that with June?
Well, June was, 10 years older than her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I think of her, I think my relationship with her was on a more mature basis. I mean, not that I didn't, don't misunderstand me, not that I didn't have fun and a lot of laughs and everything. But it was different.
Uh-huh.
It was very different. She was a little more settled at the time. Rosemary was still young and, you know, full of life. And she was out, you know, enjoying herself, which was good, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a different relationship. There's no comparison, really. They were both two so different. I mean, nothing about them was the same, you know.
Hmm.
Their way of making love was different.
Hmm.
You know.
Everything, huh?
Everything.
Like, so am I right that what made it different was that Rosemary was less settled and she was out, she just...
Well, she was another era, you know, really, another generation,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Can you talk a little bit about that, what made it another era, how you know that it was another...
Everything had changed. Like, the bars had changed, they had become more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was going with June... Like, you really couldn't go into a straight bar,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
really, and enjoy yourself. There was no such thing. Yet, in the late 50s, well, in the 60s, when I was with Rosemary, I never felt funny going into a straight bar, like having a drink or, you know, like the Hotel Lafayette and whatever, you know. I just never felt funny. But I did in the 40s. Maybe I wasn't as assured or didn't have that much confidence in, you know. And then I think June and Rosemary dressed differently, too.
Like
June dressed very butchy. You know,
uh-huh.
slacks and suits. And, but Rosemary wore dresses for different occasions. She had to, you know.
Because she was
But it didn't bother her.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
she just took that all in her stride. And I thought that was great, you know.
Hmm.
Not that she was any more feminine. She wasn't. She just was from another generation, you know. She did things differently. Didn't bother her to put on a dress. June would never put on a dress. I think she could get chloroformed her, you know.
Huh.
So there's a difference. They're very different.
Huh. What was the difference in the ways they made love?
Very different.
Very different, huh? But was one more into oral sex and the other one, they were, huh? That would be a change in the time, too, right? Because I would guess it's Rosemary who was more into oral sex, right? Yeah.
Oh, June. God, wouldn't even discuss it. Never discuss it.
Is it your feeling that that's the difference in the times, that more
oh, yeah.
people in the 50s couldn't contemplate it oral
oh, yeah.
sex and the 40s
mm-hmm.
people didn't?
Well, I don't, there were different kinds of witches too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you think in the 40s there was some women
oh,
who'd be like into oral sex?
Sure.
Or
but she came from the group she hung around were very straight-laced and very, I don't know, maybe she thought that this was Maybe she thought it was a little more heterosexual in making love her way. Maybe she thought it was her way of, you know, of expressing her. I don't think June, in the 50 million years, could ever have oral sex.
Huh.
Really. I know she couldn't.
That's interesting. But you'd say that there must have been people in her set.
Oh, I'm sure there were. Never discussed it, but I'm sure there were.
And you think there were people in Rosemary's set who were more like June? Or do you think mainly by the 50s more people were into...
I know they already left by June. No.
Uh-huh.
No, because I think they were a lot more... I think the sex had changed.
Uh-huh. What did you think with the first time you had oral sex? Do you think that was good?
Yeah.
Was it frightening?
It was different.
It was different.
But it was much more satisfying.
Had you heard about it before then?
Oh, sure.
So, this is going back to June, but it's helpful to figure this out. So in June, the main form of making love would be more like, God, I don't even know the words for it.
Friction.
Friction, right? That's what it'd be like.
Right.
There's a word for it.
I know there is, but I can't.
Isn't that something I forgot? Okay, so you and Rosemary are together, and it lasts for 8 years? Mm-hmm. How did the relationship change over time?
Well, I don't know. I honestly couldn't put my finger on how and when it changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. I really honestly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Except, as I said, we became better friends than lovers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets to that point.
Well, that's what happened with June, too. Right?
Yeah, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Then you start thinking of them as your friend, and then no longer a lover. And it's very difficult to go to bed with your friend.
Hmm.
You know, it'd be like going to bed with your sister.
It's interesting, because Bobby always says that to me. She says, now, you're my